Well, welcome back to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. Great to have you. We're here with John Kennedy, and
I was going to say, I've never been the answer to a question before.
Oh.
Even the wrong answer.
Really? Well, this is good, good. We'll have to have you back so we can write more John Kennedy questions. You know, we were talking about the ballad tradition, the story tradition in Ireland, and I thought you could probably talk a little bit more about that in terms of your own experiences when you were in Ireland, and you know, you've been there a number of times. And
I can talk. I'm not sure I can talk a little.
Okay. Well, give us a whole big bunch, John, and then we'll just edit you.
Perfect. If you're walking around Ireland, with a guitar, you get to a bus station. Somebody's going to say, the bus doesn't get here for 15 minutes. Get your guitar out and sing us a couple of songs.
What do you think makes a culture like that? What do you think is necessary? Is it because of the...
Actually, I think it's the weather. My grandmother grew up, she was born in 1904, so she was raised in a house about half the size of this room with a higher ceiling. So 13 people. So you've got 13 cold, damp people packed into this place at night. And everyone except the father and the grandmother are cold because they're the ones who get the seat by the fire. Somebody better be able to tell a good story.
Yeah.
Or someone's going to get hurt. My grandmother said there was basically songs every night. Her father was a fiddle player. He would come in from the fields. He would come in from the factories. He was a scutcher making linen in Donegal Town. Come in every night, said he was always very careful about his hands, get the fiddle down from over the fireplace, and play a few tunes.
You have a beautiful song that shares some of your love of family. And.
Well, that's a different song.
Oh, I've got the wrong song.
No. This is one that I wrote recently, and we were talking earlier about kind of the singing tradition, and part of it, I grew up without instruments, so I grew up just singing. In the singing tradition, you often do these little comic songs. So I'd like you to imagine, scenario, when a man is at the grocery store and you see him buying roses, what do you think?
He's in trouble.
Yeah, well,
he's in big trouble.
So I have a song kind of along those lines. And for those of you who know the Irish tradition, it's to a song called There Were Roses, which is a great tragic song about the north of Ireland. And in Ireland, you're pretty much allowed to make fun of absolutely anything. Oh. So I've taken that melody.
Wow.
Yeah, you get to be very sacrilegious.
Okay.
Shall I?
Well, let's get sacrilegious.
My song for you this evening is meant to make you smile. Forget about your sorrows and troubles for a while. Ponder then my story now, the tale that I will tell. Listen closely, sing along, learn its lessons well. I am a common working man, construction is my trade. I make my living with my hands, the barrel and the spade. My wife, she is a Galway girl, black hair and eyes of blue. A legendary temper that I'm about to rue. So I'll bring roses, roses, I'll bring roses, in the hopes that me and Mary stay together. After a long working week, when I am coming home, my pocket's full of money and I've aging, aching bones. I know that Mary's waiting ever patiently for me. Well, actually, she's been working too. She's tired just like me. I'll stop into my favorite pub, Keogh's on the Square. It's good to see that Michael, John, and Joseph all are there. I'll have a dram, a drop, a draft. Oh, a bottle's not enough. A round of drinks for everyone, ha, whiskey, that's the stuff. So I'll bring roses, roses, I'll bring roses, in the hopes that me and Mary stay together. Next you know we're singing songs, the beer, it's all on me. My aching bones feel light and lithe, this is what life should be. John gets out his fiddle and the tunes begin to flow. Michael, his accordion, supports that floating bow. The hours disappear into the mystery of time. The evening and morning hours of melody and rhyme. The dawning light comes thundering through the shuttered windows and doors. That is when I realize what I have got in store. So I'll bring roses, roses, I'll bring roses, in the hopes that me and Mary stay together. I mention my wife's temper, it's what attracted me. Her fire for life, her bruising tongue, her wild nature free. She is my light, my life, my love, the best friend that I've known. And here I have empty pockets, I am drunk and stumbling home. So I cut roses from a garden that has a few to spare. I round the corner to our home, and whom should I see there? Mary stumbling up the lane, she has some flowers too. When she sees me, she smiles and says, I've got some words for you. We both brought roses, roses, we both brought roses. And the next time we will drink together. We both brought roses, roses, we both brought roses. And the next time we will drink together.
That was lovely. That was great. It reminds me, you sing a song about a dead cat sometimes too, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, that gets...
It's the little things in life that will kill you.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
I know that you... You abide by the working man's tradition, and you sing a lot of songs about, you know, that are connected to social justice. What possessed you to start on this journey?
I found an old guitar, a Yamaha, in Goodwill for about $10. And it was very surprising because that someone would have donated it, because the neck was broken, the bridge was broken, the body had separated. It had about 3/4 inch action at the 12th fret. I mean, it should have been thrown away. I picked it up. It had an interesting sound, so I actually paid $10 for it.
I'm thinking that's sort of a metaphor for Harriet Tubman.
That's a metaphor for a whole lot of things.
Because she was...
Should have been thrown away, right?
Yeah.
But it's still a beautiful... It's gorgeous guitar.
Yeah. She was... But if I remember, she was injured, severely injured, by someone threw something at her, and then she ended up... All her life, she had epileptic fits and various kinds of things that were a result of this head injury. So go ahead and do this song for us.
All right. Harriet Tubman was born Araminta Ross around 1820 in Maryland's Dorchester County. Her parents were of the Ashanti tribe, working as slaves in the Brodus Plantation. 1849, she married a free man named John Tubman. 1849, fearing that she would be sold, Tubman escaped with the help of a woman who connected her to the Underground Railroad. Given the names of two people and directions to a house where she was put into a wagon and covered with a sack. The following year, she returned to Maryland and escorted her sister and her sister's two children to freedom. She then returned for her brother and two other men. On a third trip, she rescued her 70-year-old parents. Harriet Tubman was a deeply spiritual person who expressed an open faith in God. She made that trip south 19 times by 1860, freeing over 300 people. They called her Moses. During the Civil War, she was a nurse scout and spy for the Union armies. During one campaign, she freed over 750 people. Denied pay for her service, she returned north in a baggage car. John Brown said that she was one of the bravest persons on this continent. Thomas Garrett wrote, "It is obvious that her success is attributable to her utter disregard of the consequences." Frederick Douglass said that accepting John Brown of sacred memory, "I know of no one who has willingly encountered such hardships and perils in the service of our enslaved people." Through the bayou, muddy water, I am running through the rain. Pack dogs are howling somewhere behind me to return me to my chain. And then I see her across the clearing. I am guided by her light. Harriet Tubman, freedom's angel, crying, "Let my people go." My lungs are burning, my hands are praying, my heart is aching for my family. I had to leave them on the plantation with a vow that I'd set them free. And in this nightmare, I see a vision. I am guided by her light. Harriet Tubman, freedom's angel, crying, "Let my people go." 8 years has passed now since I found freedom. I've returned to keep my vow. Once more I'm running through dark and danger, but my legs are steady now. I will remember she who led me when I free my family tonight. Harriet Tubman, freedom's angel, crying, "Let my people go." Harriet Tubman.
Wow, I see why you were comparing her energy to a freight train. You, You have a lot of freight train in that song. Yeah, yeah, driving yeah, forward.
Yeah, which she did. It's one of those things, like the Kankakee, I'd heard of it as a kid. I'd heard of Harriet Tubman.
Yeah.
But what she achieved and who she was, I think it was probably a program on public TV
yeah.
that I saw where I finally saw it.
Yeah.
You know, and kind of connected it to the fact that you know, we were part of the Underground Railroad here. You cross over into Michigan, and Michigan was a free land.
Yeah.
You got caught in Indiana, you got sent home. You got to Michigan. So you get into Michigan, you're into, you know, we're right on the edge of that history.
Right. Plymouth had an Underground Railroad
yeah.
coming right through it. Yeah.
That's a story that needs to be told.
Anyway, well, John, it's been so good having you here with us today, and really enjoyed having you share your songs.
George, thank you for creating this space and for a place where artists can come together and do what it is that we have to do, right?
Yeah, it's great, and there's so many people pitching in that effort.
Well, I can't believe what you've done here.
It's great.
Oh, this
well,
is a,
we've
this
all
is
done
just an amazing thing.
It's been a great team, and we have a lot of those people here today, and as long as we're talking about that team, I should probably start thanking them, don't you think?
Go right ahead.
Okay. All right, I want to thank Michelle Schricker for helping me so much today. I want to thank Nate Butler, Davis Boer back there, technical advisor to Nate on the soundboard, Dan Schupert over here on camera, and I want to thank, let's see, who else we got? Oh, we got Judy Schroyer. Yes, Howard Gibbs over there. Marsha Heinsberger. I want to thank all of you so much, and thanks for Marcy Prochaska, Sid Schroyer, and John Baylor for helping us with the production. Chris O'Brien, too, on the mandolin. So when you think you've lost at life, oh, pain and heartache fill your soul with strife. Oh, just remember, when you're tumbling down, it won't be long till the river comes round.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, the Bruce G. and Mary A. Robert Family Foundation, Nancy and Dan Smelter, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you've been listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
Thank you all so much for coming. Let's sing along. The river goes round, around the bend. The river goes round, round, round till the very end. And when it stops, it starts again. It won't be long till the river goes round. Let's do it one more time, John. Here we ready. Ready? The river goes round, around the bend. The river goes round, round, round till the very end. And when it stops, it starts again. It won't be long till the river goes round. It won't be long till the river goes round.
This has been a Wild Rose Moon radio production.